Ingersoll Rand, Tyco, and Cooper Industries all have something in common. They are companies that started out in the U.S. but later moved offshore for tax purposes. Critics complain that a growing number of U.S. companies are taking such a step. Often, the move involves little more than the company setting up a legal residence in a tax haven like Barbados or the Cayman Islands, but it's enough to sharply cut a company's tax bills. Now, some members of Congress want to put a stop to the practice, as NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
Donald D'Amato slowly drives his pickup truck through downtown New Britain, Connecticut, pulling over sometimes to point out sites. New Britain is a small city of neatly kept frame houses and shuttered factories a few miles outside Hartford. For more than a century, D'Amato says, the city has been dominated by one employer, the giant tool company Stanley Works.
New Britain's a city they used to call a hardware city of the world. As a matter of fact, if you look at the right over there, the baseball stadium was donated by some of Stanley and the products, and they advertise a lot over there. Stanley used to be a good corporation.
D'Amato, who heads one of the union locals representing Stanley Works employees, has watched the company slowly transfer most of its local jobs overseas. And tomorrow it could take one more step out the door. Shareholders will vote on whether to reincorporate Stanley Works in Bermuda. The company will still be headquartered in New Britain, but Stanley Works will become, on paper at least, a foreign company. Anti-tax groups say companies like Stanley are choosing to reincorporate because of a fundamental inequity in the U.S. tax code. Veronique de Rougy of the Cato Institute says the United States is one of the few countries that tax the earnings companies make overseas.
A U.S. firm operating outside the U.S., for example, in Europe, not only pays the European taxes, but also pays the U.S. taxes, which puts the U.S. firm in a very uncompetitive situation compared to a European firm.
By reincorporating in Bermuda, Stanley Works will save an estimated $30 million a year in federal taxes. During a conference call with stock analysts last month, Chairman John Trainey said the move would shore up the company's position in a global economy.
We really believe that Stanley is disadvantaged today against foreign companies. Asian competitors have 20 to 25% tax rates. We were recently outbid for a Swedish acquisition candidate by a German company with an effective 20% tax rate.
U.S. officials say the tax code is nowhere near as inequitable as critics make it sound. They say the federal government gives U.S. companies operating overseas deductions and credits that reduce their tax burden significantly. They say the real reason companies go to places like Bermuda is because such countries make it easier to take advantage of complex loopholes. And they say those loopholes can sharply cut the taxes a company pays, not just on foreign revenues, but on U.S. earnings as well. Democratic Congressman Richard Neal of Massachusetts says whatever their objections to the tax code, it's unpatriotic for U.S. companies to be leaving at a time when the country is fighting a costly war on terrorism.
I dislike the whole notion when the American family is being asked to sacrifice and being asked to respond to an international attack that is unparalleled in our history, that these companies have decided that rather than share in the discussion, the challenge, and the burden, they've decided to move their corporate addresses at a very perilous time in America's history.
Neal says the legislation enjoys considerable support in the House. For Stanley Works, the move overseas faces other hurdles. If the move takes place, shareholders will have to pay capital gains tax on their stock, and many aren't happy about that. Stanley Works officials argue that the move will be good for its share price in the long run, but many shareholders are retired company employees who live off their holdings. And like the company itself, they will ultimately have to consider their own self-interest when they decide how to vote. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New Britain, Connecticut.